forever you are marked as Christ's own. And not a little Christ, but a capital C Christ. The Christ that's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is who we belong to. Not just our parents. Not just our wives or husbands. Not just our families. Not just our church family. Not just our denomination. No. We belong to the King of Kings and Lord of all. How does this work into fearless? Come on, you got to see that. I mean, I just kind of walked you through the process. If I am part of this kingdom, if I am part of this family, if I have been engrafted into the family of God, if I have been marked and sealed by the Holy Spirit as Christ's own, what shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Why should I fear? Because I'm human, and yes, I do fear. I don't think it's any small mistake that the author called the study in his book Fearless. Fearless. In our vocabulary, that means fearless means void of fear. Or does it? Or could it mean less fear? Fearless, less fear. I think in my life it means less fear just in the natural. There are certain things that I don't fear that non-believers that I know do fear. There are certain things I don't fear. But if I'm true and honest with you, there are certain things I do have fears come up. When the fears come up, I need to put them under the kingship and the lordship of my King and my Lord and let Him deal with them. Because I guarantee you, He got no fear. He's in charge of it all. What does the body of Christ have to do with this? On page 87 of our book, I'm going to read you something of the study that we've been doing. On page 87, where the author is going through the fearless study, and it's the chapter that's entitled, "There's a Dragon in My Closet." I want to show you the picture. This guy paints such beautiful pictures, does he not? Just visual pictures with words that we all can get a nice big portrait right there. Listen to what he says about the body of Christ, which is what we're bringing Noah into today, into this expression, this arm, this family of the body of Christ. A healthy church is where our fears go to die. We pierce them with Scripture, psalms of celebration. We melt them in the sunlight of confession. We extinguish them with the waterfall of worship, choosing to gaze at God rather than our dreads. That's what we do here on Sunday. Look at that. Kevin, I know you don't always feel like praising the Lord. You know I don't always feel like praising the Lord. I know the dancers don't always feel like praising the Lord. The preachers don't always feel like praising the Lord. But you know what? We do it anyway. Because it's not about us. And it's not how we feel in this moment. It's about Him and His faithfulness. Him that is faithful and true. And you know what? If I'm just not careful, I can get myself there pretty quick. Because all that distraction, all that stuff that's coming against me, that's working at me, that's trying to mess with my mind, the fear that's coming up, the guilt that's coming up, all those things that shouldn't reside in me, melt away as worship washes over me. Because I'm able to take those things as a distraction, get my eyes off of here, and get my eyes up here where they belong, where I can see Him riding on that white horse. And taking command, being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm going to leave you with the psalm that was going to be read today, but because of the baptism service, the reading changes. But I'll tell you what, I knew it was my Sunday to speak, because this psalm is the appointed psalm for the normal service today. Psalm 46, my absolute favorite psalm in the entire, just ask the guys on Tuesday morning. They know it because they hear it more times than we hear any other psalm, but it's just because it speaks deep to me. God is my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Selah. Sounds like a whole lot of shaking going on. Sounds like a lot of distractions are happening. It sounds like everything is falling apart all the way around whoever's writing this psalm at this moment. And yet he's still declaring that God is our refuge and strength. No matter what's happening on. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I saw something in this psalm as many times as I've read it, studied it, preached it, thought about it, dwelled on it, memorized it. I saw something this time that I never saw before. Well, I saw them, but I didn't see it in the context. Two words at the very beginning. God is. God is. God is. God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is faithful. God is true. God is never ending in His mercy and His grace towards us. What is your question today? Where is your struggle today? I don't know how to get you to the end of it, but I do know the answer to it. And the answer is, God is. He is the answer. As we bring forth Noah today, you're going to get an opportunity to do something. There's the other reason why I love the baptismal service. We're going to get to renew our covenant. We're going to get to remind ourselves that God is. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.